weekend as a former governor talks about some economic news in terms of fuel. No question, that's one of the areas that Mark Myers follows, checking out the prices of gasoline and other energy sources, as well as the markets on stocks and so on. He's with us now. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we are seeing a spike in fuel lately, and we could see it spike higher as Labor Day is coming up. AAA has estimated that this will be the busiest Labor Day ever as more people travel. So we'll see what happens there with our gasoline prices. But as far as the markets go, we did see the Dow fall about 70 points yesterday, and that's because the market's really getting rattled about interest rates. Interest rates have really kind of spiked on the market. The 10-year Treasury note back in May yielded about 1.9%, and yesterday it ran up to 2.9%. So that's a huge run in just about 3 months' time. Now, we are getting a lot of earnings out there this morning. We heard from Home Depot this morning, recovering the housing market has really helped that stock beat on their quarterly profit, and they raised their outlook. The CEO of Home Depot said they think the housing market is recovering quite well. Net earnings for the company rose to $1.8 billion for the quarter. That translates into $1.24 a share. And analysts were looking for only $1.21 a share. Sales for the quarter rose 9.5%. Now, we also heard from Bob Evans, and that is the Bob Evans restaurant chain. They own about 560 restaurants around the United States. This stock is down this morning as their net income fell nearly 40% in the quarter, but they did beat analyst expectations on earnings. They missed a little bit on revenue. They reported earnings of 58 cents a share. Analysts were looking for only 57 cents a share. Now, here's a company that a lot of people probably have not heard of, but I like to follow it because it follows the housing market, and we relatively gauge how the housing market is doing by this company. This is a company called American Woodmark Corporation based out of Virginia. It's been around since 1980. And they make kitchen cabinets and vanities for remodeling and new home construction. So they got a line of about 550 different cabinets. They reported first quarter numbers jumped more than tenfold as the cabinet maker seems to be benefiting from a housing market. Earnings beat Wall Street expectations, though revenue fell just a little bit short. They reported earnings of, 43 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 14 cents a share, so it was a very good number there. But revenue was up about 20% for the quarter. And we did hear from Dick's Sporting Goods as well. The stock is down sharply this morning. They reported earnings of 71 cents a share, which was about 3 cents shy of analyst expectations. Now, a stock that looked to be up strongly this morning, actually it's up about 9%, is Urban Outfitters. They reported earnings of 51 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 48 cents a share. So it was a very good number there, and that company is very positive going forward. Now, a company a lot of people thought maybe even go bankrupt in the past year was Best Buy. They reported first quarter profit that beat analyst expectations, and this stock is up 15% this morning. The company reported 32 cents a share in profit, and analysts were looking for only 12 cents a share in profit. So we are seeing quite a good turnaround in Best Buy. And last but not least, JCPenney. Now, this is a company that a lot of analysts on Wall Street have been talking about because this company has been in a major decline for several years, and a lot of people worry that it may take the road of Kmart. They reported earnings of a loss for the quarter of $2.16 a share, and analysts were looking for a loss of only $1.06 a share. So it was quite a big miss there, and sales were down for the quarter. So we'll see what happens with that company, JCPenney. It's a very interesting story. But as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like we might have a little bit of rebound off the open. Looks like the markets will open up around 40 points on the positive side.
Yes, Mark, and JCPenney, they saw some problems and tried to deal with them, but they tried to reinvent the wheel or something, and I don't know, they've really put themselves in a tailspin.
Yeah, they did. They used to have JCPenney was one of those that sent out lots of flyers to people with promotional products and sales products and coupons, and then they ended up hiring an executive from Apple to run the company, and he did away with all of that, and their sales plummeted after that, and they ended up firing him, so they're trying to go back and do what they're good at.
Yeah, that may be too late. Hope not. But
yeah, we hope not.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. That's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach.